Yeah, even though it appears crews have brought that sugar fire under control, the one that's burning along the B-Line highway between Fountain Hills and Payson in the Tonto National Forest, they've got that one under control. We got the horse fire, of course, we're dealing with 555 acres, 5% contained as of last night. And as Jamie mentioned, at wildfire burning southwest of the valley, the Flying Bucket Fire is kind of southwest of Maricopa. It's near 99th Avenue and State Route 238.
And typically the first person responding to that fire gets to name it, right?
I guess.
And usually it's named after a nearby landmark.
Ah.
What is the Flying Bucket?
Let's bring in our wildfire expert, Jim Cross, to talk a little bit about this. I'm guessing when I saw the term flying bucket, I was imagining a bucket hanging down from a helicopter trying to fight a fire.
It makes as much sense as anything else. I mean, I'm not sure exactly why they came up with that name, but it's clever.
Yeah.
That fire is somewhere between 700 and 1,000 acres.
Wow.
The horse fire is a little more than 550 acres right now near Horseshoe Dam. Biggest threat there is they're trying to protect, and it looks like so far they've done a good job protecting the KA Ranch and the infrastructure running in there. The sugar fire northeast of Fountain Hills, they have a good handle on it. It's 240 acres, 70% contained, but yeah, we're definitely off and running on fire season.
Boy, I'll say, you know, before I knew about this Flying Bucket Fire, which is burning just to the west of the Akchin Indian community, I happened to be having lunch with the chairman of that tribe, Robert Miguel. And so I know there's state forestry assets there, but they also, you know, if needed, will bring in local fire assets like Maricopa and maybe even Akchin, Jim?
Yeah, there's a lot of local firefighters on that fire. In fact, local guys on a lot of these fires. Also, the big DC-10 got a text from the owner of that company, 10 Tanker, yesterday that it flew its first mission in Arizona Sunday afternoon over the horse fire. Mm. So the big DC-10, that was enough of a concern initially. They brought that big aircraft over from Alamogordo, New Mexico, and it flew as soon as it got here. They've now got it stationed at Mesa Gateway, and it probably will be for several weeks.
Oh, wow. Which is an indication that we're in for more.
Yep.
Yeah. So we discussed this a few weeks ago, how, you know, the biggest concerns right now as we, you know, enter spring, and well, I guess we're kind of midway through spring at this point, but springtime, it's the desert areas, it's the lowlands and all the vegetation that we got with our super wet winter. Mm-hmm. And it's delayed in the Northlands around, you know, all the pine forests and whatnot. But is that area going to get it bad too?
Don't know if it's going to get it bad, but they're going to start seeing fires probably in, I would guess, June. Pretty good snowpack up there. That delayed the fire season. They're not off the hook completely, but the desert is definitely, you know, priority one right now. And it's not just the wide open deserts. It's pretty much inside of some of the cities. North Scottsdale, just one example, because of all the brush up in that area that was created by that winter rain. They've had several fires. They had one in Cave Creek the other day, burned a handful of acres, but at one point threatened a lot of homes. Oof. And they stopped it from getting into any of the homes. So, yeah.
You know, yesterday, as we were talking about all this, I think it was after we were talking about the fire danger in North Scottsdale, I mentioned I had a business story that the North Scottsdale zip code of 85262 has taken over the number one spot in household wealth in the metro area, replacing Paradise Valley's 85253. And what I pointed out is those homes that are up there very often are on tons of acres. And some people, they actually have horses. Other people, they just love the desert beauty. And they're in a lot of danger if they don't clear the brush and whatnot around their house, right?
Yeah, I would say if you have a lot of dead grass, brush, and weeds around your home, pretty much anywhere in the valley right now, get it cleared out. Do it soon, because the fire concern is certainly that if you have, you know, a bunch of dead stuff not far from your house, or say, you know, sheds or garages or so on and so forth, that it will basically act as a ladder fuel, a gateway for the fire right up your home. And really the best thing you can do And pretty much from a homeowner standpoint, the only thing you can do to fire protect your home is to get rid of that dead stuff around it. It'll go out at least 30, 40, 50 feet, 100 in some cases, and that will give you a chance to save your own home. It will give the firefighters a much better chance to save that home from a wildfire if it happens.
Yeah, and wouldn't you feel awful if some firefighter lost their life because you didn't bother to do something like that? I mean, yeah, it's just common decency and good neighborly ways, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot. KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross, wildfire expert on three fires that are now burning near the valley, and he's worried that a wildfire could break out actually in urban areas.